Author's Playhouse. Once I was hunted, and somebody gave me my freedom. You couldn't possibly understand that. What it's like to be hunted, or what it's like to be free again. But I can. This is the story of a man whose mind snapped, and of how he came back to the world he had once known and cherished. It is a tale, too, of a woman's love for this man. Author's Playhouse presents Frederick J. Lipp's story, Cry for the Hunted.
Well, Doctor?
Here's the case record. I'll want to see him again, of course.
Did he talk very much?
A little. Not enough to help us any.
Do you think he'll pull out of it?
I don't know. He's been through a very terrible experience. Something that took him very close to the mind's border.
What was it?
I don't know. Knowles isn't the type to crack up over the usual things. He was one of the best intelligence men we had in France after Dunkirk. And they say he laid the groundwork for the San Jose show.
Not exactly the flighty sort.
No. Whatever the experience was, it must have been rather bad. Knowles is completely lost in this thing. I've had him up before the examining board time after time. The results are always the same. Indications of amnesia here and there. Nothing serious. No structural changes in the brain tissue. We're dealing with a case of psychosis, and, like all such cases, peculiar in its own way. Knowles is obsessed by what happened to him. And the rotten part of it is we can't get to him.
And there's nothing that might give us a clue? No evidence of any sort?
Nothing to speak of. He keeps rambling on about a dark forest somewhere. And a church. He gives the German word, Kirche, for it. And then he keeps calling for someone named Kater. That's all, these same things over and over.
The poor devil. And there's nothing we can do?
No, I'm afraid not. Let him be outdoors as much as possible. Sunlight, fresh air. Nature has a healing way with cases like this. See that he gets out as much as possible. Because the last thing he said to me was, "Sometimes I stand for hours at the window and watch the birds flying." They told me you were out here in the garden.
Good morning, Doctor.
How are things getting on?
Quite well, thank you.
Nurse told me you've been spending a lot of time here these past weeks.
Yes.
Ever done any grouse shooting, Knowles?
Yes, at one time.
I say, why, that's perfectly great. Because I'm going for a weekend of shooting beginning tomorrow. I'd like to have you go along. Even if we don't raise a bird, we're getting some rare stalking.
No.
I beg your pardon?
No. I don't want to go.
Why, Knowles? Why don't you want to?
I don't want to. That's all.
But I want you to, Knowles. I'm your doctor. I say it'll be good for you to go with me. I want you to put in a weekend of heavy tramping. It'll be good for you. Besides, you're fond of birds, aren't you, Knowles?
Yes. I like birds.
So do I. That's why you'd best come along. The mallards and wild geese are heading down there are flyways now. It's the best time of the year to be out.
I don't want to go.
Of course you do. We'll have a grand time. I've got a beautiful 12 bore I'll let you take. You'll love it. You'll have a few days of hunting you'll never forget. And I won't take no for an answer.
Look at them go, Knowles. Beating downwind, a perfect flock of them. Rifle shot.
No. They're too high.
Fire, man. It's perfect range.
No.
Then I will. Winged him. Beautiful. He's dropping down into the woods.
You've only hurt him.
He's trying to fly.
He won't get away, though. We'll run him down. Why didn't you shoot Knowles?
I couldn't. I can't tell you why.
For 2 days now, you've been refusing shots. I've seen you. What's the matter, Knowles? Are you gun-shy?
Stop it.
The bird is coming down the woods. I want you to get it, Knowles.
No.
I want you to get him. Mark where he's coming down that grove of ash trees. See? I want you to get that bird, Knowles. Hunt him down and bring him back here.
I can't. I can't do it.
I said you can, and you're going to. Knowles, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm telling you that as your doctor. There's nothing wrong with you but fear. I've watched every move you've made, every expression that's crossed your face. And I know this. Whatever you're afraid of is tied up in some way with hunting and with the woods. That's why I want you to go down into that forest and bring back the bird. If you've got the guts to go in there alone and hunt that bird down, I say you've got a chance to cure yourself. You're the only one who can do it. Now, will you do it? Answer me, Knowles. Will you do it?
Yes. Yes, I'll go. Somewhere near the ash trees. And that's where he came down. He was hit. He couldn't have gone far. Must be deeper into the forest yet. What was that? Oh. Something moved. Over there in the wild thorn. It's moving again. It's the bird, all right. He's alive. But I saw him fall. He was shot and falling. But there's not a mark on him. And he's warm and alive and struggling. He must have been stunned, that's all. He must have been... What's that? No! No! Not again! Not again! Remember how they came? That day in November when they found you out. That day when the roads were blocked and each field had a watcher. When you were a hunted thing, twisting, turning, dodging from alley to alley, crouching in sewers while the hunters tramped over you. Do you remember the heart shrunken and the breath gone sick in the lungs? The voice on the radio crying without mercy.
Citizens of Warburg! An English spy, known to some of you as one Carl Randler, bookseller, is at large in the area of your city. This man is cunning, treacherous, an avowed enemy of the Third Reich. He must be hunted down to prevent more mischief being done among you. Report at once to your local SA headquarters and aid in his capture. Be on the lookout for a person answering to this description. Height, medium. Weight, around 160. Complexion, white.
They're hunting you, Knowles. They're hunting you down like a wild bird. The stones of the street cry out against you. Wherever you turn, eyes are watching. Twist down the back alleys. Creep from corner to corner. Hug the shadow of the buildings. Keep going, Knowles. They're hunting you. No time for rest. No time for food. No time for sleep. They're hunting you. Hunting you.
There's nothing here. No place for anyone to hide.
Search the place anyway. These warehouses have odd corners. Don't miss a spot.
Has any stranger passed this way?
No one, sir.
Sure?
No one, sir. Only Hammer and his apprentice.
Randy.
Oh, a half hour ago.
Very well. Keep your eyes sharp until we find the spy.